thinks that he can write in, there's no difference between dead and alive. Dead, alive, it's all the same thing. I mean, the concept, it's all the same thing. He thinks that really, strictly speaking, he can make a tenai b'nisuin. Even if it's going to be, you know, a civil divorce kind of stuff, even though the guy's still alive. But he says he can't do it for two reasons. One, he'll undo the strength of the institution of Jewish marriage. Every marriage is hanging in the air. That's terrible. That's terrible. And two, he says, you'll blow the tenai. He thinks that the Hikir Adin, there's no difference between dead and alive. Dead, alive, it's all the same thing. I mean, the concept, it's all the same thing. He thinks that really, strictly speaking, you can make a tenai b'nisuin. Even if it's going to be, you know, a civil divorce kind of stuff, even though the guy's still alive. But he says he can't do it for two reasons. One, he'll undo the strength of the institution of Jewish marriage. Every marriage is hanging in the air. That's terrible. That's terrible. And two, he says, you'll blow the tenai. Imagine every Masadik wishes to know all the intricacies of some safety, some of the Yehuda, and how you write a tenai. It's so complicated. We don't write a get out tenai, which is the Mishnayos about. We don't. Never. There's never a get out tenai in today's world. I don't know if they never, but I read recently that one of the big sulfur who wrote over 10,000 gittin never saw a get out tenai. It's not done. And there, it's legit. If you had to, it's strictly speaking. Maybe yes. You can't undermine every Jewish marriage by doing so. And secondly, you may do a bummer. They got more of there, not less. But strictly speaking, he didn't necessarily subscribe to the distinction of the Nachal Shimon between dead and alive. Strictly speaking. Yeah. A cook? They may blow the nusach, they won't do it right. And B, which he has other things more than him, if you're going to make every single Jewish marriage conditional, that's crazy. Why is it crazy? Because there's no marriage. Every woman can be Madonna, right? And everyone can do whatever you want. He can do what you want. She can do whatever. That's only conditional anyway. You're going to pull a stick, it'll be, it's just not consistent with. What? He's called it, and what do you call, you know what you call that today? What do you call today, Ruth? Das Torah. A cook also a Das Torah. I think only Rav Zonin called a Das Torah. A cook a Das Torah also. He said his Das Torah is you can't let marriage be conditional. Das Torah will be an undoing of the sanctity of Jewish marriage. I think my little Das Torah that is right also. Can't do it. Too undermining of a institution that's held of Jewish people for thousands of years. Can't do it. Can't. I read just yesterday. Someone gave me an article about the Sula being constitutional. A guy quotes an estimate: 10,000 agunas in New York alone. I think it's off by a factor of 100 at least. 10,000 women who have a civil divorce and no get? And I'm not talking about conservative, well, I'm looking for a guy, reform. I mean Orthodox. And this time, that's how he defined it. So I'm just saying, I don't believe any of these statistics. 10,000? It's by 100.
But if
I couldn't produce 100 either.
You want to the officers of the organization to do these things, I'll show you the file of this stuff.
No, they won't. They will not. My Secretary of State. Go in. Pull up my Aduna ink. Said you read 10,000. You want to see? At 5,000, you can stop. You want to show sensitive files. If you show me 5,000, keep the most sensitive files, don't show them to me. Walt was from a person named House. That was the judge. A law professor was quoting a person named Rabbi House, who estimated 10,000, New York alone. At the time that he wrote it. So you know the land to you. Oh, the open solved in the last 5 years. I have it in my office. I thought.
Any other discussion
for the government waiting for the jet to be now? That's not true. The kid that he'll make statistical plans has, to my mind, has no base in reality whatsoever. But we'll have our man check it out. After you finish reviewing Rabbi Einstein's books, you'll be able to. There are 10,000 books going to be reviewed by you. You know what I'm saying? 10,000. Yeah. If it's going to be a civil divorce, we'll send the marriage and no marriage to the end. Yeah. Who cares? Who needs that? That's who's bad is bad. It's not a good problem.
No.
But it, the young case to me.
Let's say he didn't want to give again. He kept her a guna. He kept her a guna.
I mean, if everyone's going to die, that means they'd be guaranteed there'll be no marriage. Yeah, but I don't understand. But then in effect, the marriage may nullify now. Because everyone's going to die. The Mashiach comes to Mashiach. When he's alive. Maybe it is. He's going to die ultimately. I mean, the pastor, you know, she can really remarry now. Comes to a rock. Can I remarry? What's the status? Well, then I'm going to be retroactively clear when my husband dies. Anytime he dies, 50 years, 100 years, 200 years.
Well, she has first.
So what?
You don't have to marry anyone.
It's a delegation
of two dead men. Whatever it is, it's wild. I don't think it's an interesting idea, but I don't think it would fly. Rabosai. Okay. So we discussed so far Tanoim in general, and that's Tanoim. Tanoim is Mominus, unilateral, bilateral. And we also discussed the issue of Tanoim in the Suit. Very hot issue. Now we'll talk about prenuptials in the sense, not in the what sense? The sense of what we call Tanoim. We mentioned Tanoim a long time ago for the Takanas. Yeah, we did. We discussed it in terms of Takanas Shum, either of Kat, but we didn't discuss what was considered the main aspect of Tanoim, which is absent from this version, which has already been watered down. So let me go briefly to give you a historical background of what Tanoim was and how it's been never decimated. Rabosai. Six levels of Tanoim. The original level of Tanoim says that as it's recorded in Nachal Shiva, that if either party backs out, there's going to be a knas, half the nadan, because she meant it's not the money for a wealthy couple. And each party accepts upon itself b'cheirim chomer v'shvua d'araisa, not to back out. And if they back out, so the knas is not part of the cheirim is not part of the knas. Man, that's fine words. And you're in Kairim, and neither partners the other. Phew. That was a traditional Muslim of the Nachal Shiva. Then it got watered down a little bit, not so much in, you know, there were references to the same thing, but two watered down fashion. One just said, Haknas yutas hacherim, hacherim to hacherim. So that's not the first sentence. But the guy's macabre on himself, hacherim, hacherim, and shvuda, right? So it was implicit by saying, it's not so you sit there as hacherim. What's Kairim? I'm going to deliver the pyramid. They left out the first sentence. Kibul alayim b'kheirim b'chomer b'shvur d'araisa. But they made a reference to the pyramid. They're saying, Aknas, you have to lift through the pyramid. Aknas is Aknas. That was the next level down.
The end would be the same.
The zoom would be the same thing. The pyramid effect would be the same thing. Then there's a third level. They don't want to use the word pyramid. He wrote that Haknas lo yiftar b'chule. And anyone who's learned the Shtaris knew that b'chule meant as acherim. So they took this, all those three referred to acherim one way or the other. One by spelling it out in the Kabbalah acherim. The second by saying lo yiftar as acherim. Obviously, and the second by putting a b'chule referring to that statement. Okay. They kept knocking it down. So they got to this thing, so there are three levels in Nachal Shiva. Now we finally get to the one which is printed the most stringent norm printed in the USA.
According to Mr. Eichler, or whatever you want to think.
Doesn't say a word about Knas. Doesn't say a word about Skyrim. It's only a reference that the dish should be in the part of the Raven. That the part of the sides will make good to the cosigners. There shouldn't lose any nezek chas v'shalom. What nezek? Who nezek? So we presumably the chat is that is a knas. But what's the knas? The knas is not even found over here. And that's to say we mentioned before about the what? About the what? About the what? The big day Shabbos. You don't show up at the big day Shabbos. That's what it means. Big day Shabbos. Importantly, you don't mention the knas of the chayim at all. You have it an oral problem, and it's some kind of something which is, I don't know, something that's a reference to some kind of chayim, but it doesn't, it's a very, very, very oblique. So it's a reference to a knas, but it's that one. So it says the asher or the kain, that was the expression. They used to say, chayim, chomim, with their eyes, that's left out. It's asher or the kain. It's called oral problem, it's out of us. Oral problem for what? Doesn't say. Neither chayim is mentioned, nor is knas mentioned. But our Talbot is mentioned implying there is some kind of a knas, the Pashkas. Then there's our Moshe's tonight, the fifth level, which says nothing, they're going to marry each other. Well, it actually doesn't say for sure, because how El Yishma could be the Chsein, Shavim, and Shavim. The question is that a meaningful statement or a meaningless statement? Is it really meaning a split 50-50? Well, it's just an expression, and live B'Shavim, and I don't want to hold anyone else to the law of anything. And the sixth, my dragon, is what we do today. No, sir. Many ways to go to zero to one. Not even promotion, nothing. Promotion. You cut out their own problem. We want four more people there. And they shouldn't change the minig, and you know, keep the minig going. They break the play.
Everything but the actual words of saying they're done.
You don't find anything?
Well, today, you mean? Yeah. Sixth level? No. If you don't have to know, you don't make a play. Zero. No
play. They make the play from the
not every wedding, they break the play.
Yeah, you can't remember a wedding that hasn't done it.
Okay, I take it back. Good question. No, of course I think.
Wait for the dancer.
Okay, grab both sides. But let's get down to the more serious matter. Aside from all this, yes?
When it was originally done as opposed to when it's done now? What the purpose was?
Well, yeah. Originally, their purpose was they did it in the time of the engagement. Rav Moshe's time was in the time of the marriage. That's what makes it different than everybody else.
The first four were all done.
Four were all done upon the engagement. I mean, this one I saw done upon the marriage, too. This number four. I didn't know what he was doing, so I mean, I don't know what.
But if you did any one of them at the wedding now,
right?
What would it mean?
What would it mean? Presumably, what it can say back out the last hour would have impact. Or it's like kind of show of either impact. I don't know.
But then it doesn't have any. Unless they say either impact, it doesn't have any mouth to you once you get married, right?
Correct. Correct.
Either impact, you didn't have any of these.
All of them had Idiruk Taz, including 1, 2, 3, and 4 had Idiruk Taz. Kanashim. 5 and 5, that doesn't have it, because it was this. Can't have it. Yes? Bad idea. Not a good idea. Are we getting married today? Okay. Now, Rabosa. Problem, major problem, which has to do both with the traditional phenomenon of the knas and also impact on the ktat, the Takana Shuv. What happened to us now?
Good friend of Asmat.
Asmata means the pashtus when a person takes upon himself an inordinate obligation on a conditional basis. He doesn't expect that after paying the money. Can't predict what the conditions which trigger the obligation will ever eventuate, so that something's ever going to happen. And it happens. Ah, he never did. The question you cast on the top of the time. How do you eliminate the problem of the top when it comes to the famous novel of the day, the shot should do. Maybe just to start, we point out in passing, these knesses came about when they started making the kedushin and the tefillin together. So they had to make a thing called a more elaborate engagement, the stuff to the betrothal. And how do you know that guy's not going to back out to make a knas? The problem is, it should be an asnachta. So how does it work? How does it work? Sure. Of course. I never expected this to happen. I never expected I'm gonna back out from the wedding. I never expected to have a fight with her after the wedding. Not, I never expected. So on both sides there are four shittas. No, you can't. Has to first will be exact, we assume it has to be exaggerated. So put it around, it has to be exaggerated. Right? So here's an exaggeration. That's the problem. So there are four ways out that I think we had about us now. Five? I remember four. The first is the Rambam's elaborate, what he called Chachmei Sfar. What a complex business. The obligate, what? The Machaber calls it in two places, in Evanezah Simen Nun and the Choshe Mishpat Simen Rei Zayin. Chachmei Sfar wanted to make Knesset, initially, such as by Shaduchim, this is what they did. He made an absolute obligation to her, and she to him, with conditional mechilas. Four different happenings. How do you handle exactly? Four different happenings. Two absolute obligations with two conditional mechilas. Now, this is called the trick of a Chachmei Sfar. Come back a little bit later. Let's go around to the four. Number two was the idea of based in Choshev. That's found in Tosis in the Durham. Called that on the base. That's Yeminis. You got this one. The Durham comes down in less than 2 weeks.
3 weeks.
The Tosis says that if you have a bed in Choshev, it's like a bezin kosher. Then in the Gemara says in the Dorm Chav Zayin, there's no that it was not for a bezin kosher. Sure. Second way out. But those two all require specific action. You have to have a bezin kosher. You have to have a chachmei sfar. Or you have to make believe it was a bezin kosher. Ramah says in the Rav Zayin in the Chosher Mishpat, if you admit that it happened in bezin kosher, if it works, you know it didn't really happen in bezin kosher. Well, those are valid. All right. Second Kiddush of the Rambam. But according to two versions, Rabbosai, these Knesset Shaduchim work without any special precautions being taken. One is the Shitas HaTosfos that is a lot of embarrassment. Boshes. Any price tag you put on it is not too hard. And Shmuel quotes it from earlier sources. Boshes is very good. Boshes from Sanhedrin. Boshes. If there's an embarrassment, so even though the guy's going to charge $100,000, Maisa Shahoya, they got the Gevir gave him $100,000 and his daughter backed out. It's not overpriced. The embarrassment that a person suffers when the engagement is broken is so strong that any number you give in dollars cannot be viewed as being grossly exaggerated. I guess the word any has been $1 billion. Doesn't matter. Only if it's a guzma is there a problem with asmachta. Not a guzma. Not an exaggeration. Self-inflicted. What does she want? She shot herself in the foot. If they both decide to back out, then it's a problem. They both back out. They make a deal. No, it's not. And finally, Rabbi Natan said that it's mutual. Whenever there's a mutual obligation, there is no asmachta. He, I know, my ladder, Rabbi Natan. I'm obligating myself to you, you're obligating yourself to me. So that kind of a circumstance, we don't consider it to be asmachta. That's irrelevant to what case? Gambling. So here's a mutual obligation, right? Him to her and her to him. For that reason, we don't consider it to be a situation of asmachta. Okay? We had so much two and two. Two require special measures, and two are automatic. while the backing out of the, listen please, listen, while the backing out from the, from the marriage in the middle of the engagement period would not be considered a katan asmacha. By the way, these last two would not work for tach the takana shuk. The last two presumably are, you know, it's not mutual, it's only one-sided, really, him to her. And it's also not the same level of embarrassment as backing out for a shidduch. So it may not work. The first two would work. Either chachmei svar, or what, based in choshev. I want you to know, I mean, to make a long story short, these two are almost contradictory. The rishonim will hold the chachmei svar, probably don't hold the best in choshev, and vice versa. All depends on the sugi, the darim of chavzayim. That's where the sugi discusses these things. The kitzur nimit, like almost every prat, the Rambam mentions chachmei svar, yes, I back out in the days and I do a thousand shots. You back out and give me a thousand shots. That's mutual. Oh, no way. Well, listen to anything. But, or have them inside a collar. Obviously, some kind of a. Not a shiba, they both either back out. Oh. Listen for a minute. The Rambam, the Pash, the Kol, they're both sides. That asmach, that is not me who we've been saying all along. An exaggerated obligation. It's not exaggerated. It's a conditional obligation. But the Rambam is a Shitasa. The Rambam is a Chiddush Niflo. That an obligation can take effect without a kinyan. No kinyan necessary. A man's basically wrong to his kubay. Chayv al nilachal monim. It works. With words alone. I say, I hereby obligate myself to you $100. Guess what, man? I owe you $100. Everybody else in the Rambam says, that's crazy. There's no kinyan. Nothing happened. But the Rambam says, an unconditional obligation is valid with words alone. Go right there. If it's conditional with words alone, then it's no good. That's Rambam, that's how we look at the Gemara. The Mela, we understand very well why Chachmei Svar works. But Chachmei Svar, what happens? It's an unconditional obligation. And it's a conditional Mechila. Now, Mechila doesn't require a Kinyan. Right? Mechila does not require a Kinyan. Shalom Aleichem El Raglecha. Admas Kodesh. Mechila does not usually require a kinyan. Hold on, time out. It doesn't require a kinyan. It explains very well why it can work conditionally. The whole part of going to Rambam Asnachta is we require, in an area we do not require kinyanim, such as his chayvus, okay? His chayvus does not require a kinyan, according to Shita Rambam. Then it only works unconditionally. His chayvus does not require a kinyan, but it only works unconditionally without a kinyan. You want to make his chayvus unconditionally, you have to have a kinyan. If you have a kinyan, there's no problem about that. Now, Mechila, you hear what he said last time. Mechila, at first, man, you say, Mechila, everyone doesn't need a kinyan. Mechila doesn't need a kinyan. Right? So Mechila is so more easily. Everyone else holds in the world except the Rambam. But to be the sky of money, you have to have a shtar or a khalif or something. And everyone agrees that aside from the Rambam. Then Mechila doesn't require any kinyan or anything of this nature. Because Mechila is a different league than kinyan, and then it's chayvus. It's chayvus requires kinyan, Mechila does not. Mechila can be chal more easily than it's chayvus. You can say over here too. But chayvus cannot be chal without a kinyan conditionally, and Mechila can be. It can be.
Yeah.
can't be chal is not a kinyan condition, because mechila is one peg below. Just like according to all other rishonim. Let me repeat again. Just like according to all other rishonim, his chayvus requires kinyan, and mechila does not. So too, according to the Rambam, his chayvus without a kinyan cannot be conditional, and mechila can. That's how we start off by saying. Let's plan halfway start. Yeah. Think about it again. I'm trying to point out as follows. According to all that we've shown him, his chayvus requires a kinyan and mechila does not. It's a fact. His chayvus requires a kinyan, mechila does not. The male, one might assume, even according to the Rambam, that mechila is on a different level than his chayvus, and therefore one might assume. In other words, his chayvus, which is conditional, and has no kinyan, is null and void. That's called asmata. But mechila, which is conditional with no kinyan, could be valid. That would explain those chacham esfar. That would explain those chacham esfar on a basic elemental level. Perfect. You have an unconditional no, it's divers, and a conditional mechila. What? Right. So the mechila is at a higher level. The threshold is lower. If you need less than the mechila, you need for the chayvus. Proof? The other we show. But the thing is, deep down, I think it's lemaskana, please. That was a simple shot. Lemaskana, I thought, it's not so. So the Rambam is why should I explain the Rambam based on other Rishon? The Rambam is living in his own world. I'll tell you what I base myself on. Because the base Yosef, of Yosef Kara, Marana Mahabe, where is he? Maran says, what is the Rambam talking about? Chachmei Tzfar. They didn't really know. Sorry. Pick up your handkerchief. And the Mekabel Kinyan, that's all. Pick up a handkerchief, Mekabel Kinyan. And once the Mekabel Kinyan goes to the Rambam, there's no limit as master. What's going on over there? What is fancy four documents for? What do you need it for? To do a Kinyan. When you need a Kinyan, there's no need for anything else. It's the Kinyan. There's no less master as a Kinyan going to the Rambam. So ask of Yosef Karo. Answer of Yosef Karo, that they all get the same answer with different ways, different twists, the Taz, and the Beis Yosef, and the Sma'. Everyone has a different dray. Hatara Shavashaban. One second. The Chachmei Tzfar needed their trick in a case in which Kabbalah's opinion would not work. For whatever reason. Technically speaking, it would not work. Maybe it's a shame. Or Kitzvah. Ram has a case where it's unlimited. And, you know, whatever it is, it doesn't work. Oh. So then if that's the case, one can explain how much more balabatish. Not that he's relying on the other Rishonim to distinguish between the field and other things. Different. Kinyan would always work. But the case is where they can't make a Kinyan. Can't do a Kinyan. Mechila. The Mechila is with a Kinyan. How do I know? Because the Rambam said, Me'aksha. That's the big word with Rambam. Mechila Me'aksha. Why am I Aksha? Who is the Aksha? Who is Mechila for later? And as a matter of fact, in Evan, as when the Rambam was quoted, the Me'aksha is omitted. You know, in the Kosher Mishra, he says Me'aksha. In Evan, as he quotes Rambam, he says Me'aksha. What's the pshat? We explain like this. Mechila, Me'aksha, Tluya, that's the title of Lashon. Mechila, Tluya, conditional Mechila, required the Kinyan. And in Evan, in Kosher Mishra, there was no Shtar. So you have to make it right, it has to be chal right now, otherwise it's a problem of what? Kolsa Pinyano. But the Mechila in Ibn Ezra was a star, and therefore this Mechila can be affected later on down the road because the star is still extant. And as a result, you don't need me action. The point over this whole Menu Mahalach, the point of there's nothing intrinsically different between Rama between Mechila and Iskaibis. Both of them. If it's unconditional, no kinyan is required. If it's conditional, a kinyan is required. And the whole word of Chachmei Tzfar was a technical one. They couldn't find a way in their case to make a chayvus with a kinyan, for whatever reason, as the Taz says. But they could find a way to make a mechila with a kinyan. Okay, I lost most students in this presentation. But okay, I tried. I had to get it off my chest. The chazak briefly. Bottom line, there exists an institutional chachmei sfar according to the Rambam. It seems to me, though, that according to everybody else but the Rambam, this is the whole thing is. It's all based on us. It's all based on Rambam's understanding of Asnatha, which is radical. According to everyone else's understanding of Asnatha, that Asnatha means even though you do a kinyan, because it's a large, it's an unanticipated obligation, and it's conditional, etc., there's no fundamental difference at all between Mechila and the Tzivos. And it wouldn't work. The Chacham Mitzvah's trick wouldn't work. If a conditional exaggerated obligation wouldn't work, well then a conditional exaggerated Mechila also wouldn't work. Only one way left. One way left. Bezin Chashu.
If you
don't accept 3 and 4, then we just want to make sure it works. Three and four are controversial. Now, four, both of them work for top, right? But Bezin Chashu would work for top. The problem I had was that in the Nachman Shiva test, they didn't mention the word Bezin Chashu. They don't mention it by Shtachat Tzedok, they mentioned it. They didn't mention it by what do you call it? By Tzak. Hold on, time out. Slow. You may ask, the Ramah is right. It's enough to have committed it in the Bezin Chashu. Why did Rabbeinu Tam insist on actually gathering a Bezin Chashu? That's the case of Tosfos in the Dharma Chav Zayin. Just admit to it. The answer would be, he didn't write it. There's no shtar there. But yeah, if you write it, it's good enough. You write Bezin Chashu, it works. The Rambam will deny Bezin Chashu. True. But the Rambam is based on his loop shot, his wild shot in the Dharma Chav Zayin, leads him, without going into the text now, to deny the effect of the Bezin Chashu. You're right. But the Rav Kook is Ezra Stone. Rav Kook says, we are Ashkenazim, we follow the minhag of the Ramah, not like the Rambam, and you can't say Kimli like the Rambam. Finished. So if it's far, then they should do Chachmei Sfar. And for Ashkenazim, they should follow the Ramah. That's the way they had to handle it. Otherwise, you can rely, when appropriate, according to those opinions, on what you call 3 and 4, the boshes or the mutuality. When that applies.
So, where do you put in kibbutz or whatever to base on such?
Tell them in a document. You can write down. That's the question.
But none of this is my end.
That's the problem they have. The Nachman Shiva test left does not say that's the question.
You would be version 1?
Nachas Shiva test is the spells out the Ktat, either of Ktat and Takana Shum. So the Ktat aspect, it should have had the Bezin Chashu. Not the Chashu, because it's not there. That's the problem. I don't know. I'm just going to resolve that problem. That's another question. Any three people who know about it from the Smasa, or don't accept them everybody? Some say with the five problems on it, then you know everything's in my place. But we assume it works. I'm not sure it works. As I said before, if you also identify them, it's much better. If you just admit the Bezin Chashu, then what do you mean? Oh, I mean a shach and the Baba Sharebi and all right. All of this, I'm Bezin Chashu. I mean, whatever you pick, I don't know. If there's any three people who everyone would agree. With the Bezin Chashu, Moshe Bechai was the last person that everyone held with the Bezin Chashu. I don't know what else to stick with him. But it's hard to achieve universal acceptance in this Jewish world of ours. That's an understanding. Very hard. Okay. She has to come quick. Okay. That's the give almost thing. We'll have to stop in the middle of it, but I want to just get a head start on tomorrow's shiur. Tomorrow's shiur is to discuss the obligations of husband and wife. We'll start talking about mezonos. Mezonos. Is the chiur mezonos d'oraisa or not? That's a $64,000 question. Yes or no? Well, at first glance, it's often a puzzle. That's his pashto. What does she'era mean? The pashto? What does Rashi and Chumash? Mezonos. Enough in a puzzle. However, there are at least two versions of the Gemara. That's Memches. We're calling Memches, everybody. That indicates that perhaps it's not so. For the brother Ben Yaakov, the food of she'era takes susa. You give her a clothes based on how she is built. And according to Rabbi Yosef, Sheira's Kiri Bosser, the physical contact between man and wife. Oh. Shoes are supposed to be Rishalmi, throughout the Kavachomer. It's called Kiyum Nefesh. Keep her alive is more important than giving her clothes. So clothes is Daraisa. The keys being alive should certainly be Daraisa. So the Mazonas might still be Daraisa, even if one to Rabbi Yosef Ben Yaakov. This is post Memphis now, the top of it. Okay, so based on the Pasuk itself of She'er, not so simple exactly what the Gomez is right. It could be reinterpreted two ways. Either it means it's a description of what kind of clothes you give her, or it's an effective description of what kind of owner you give her. I mean, just in a crude way. It could be in terms of either Ksus or in terms of owner, the word She'er. Because even if that's true, you still might have the possibility of a kavachomer. Maybe. This is Derek Aga, before we go on, even the words Swiss and Ono are not exactly non-controversial. Swiss might mean bedding, because the Ramban is based on Rabbi Yosef over here. And Ono might mean a house. I mean, nothing is clear in that book. You name it, it's none of two ways. Why? Ono could also be clothes, summer clothes and winter clothes. Okay, so the pasuk itself is not absolutely conclusive. So, go to the next step. The Gemara? Oh. So the Gemara said, I kind of summon Mazonas with the Raisa. It's at least one time that Mazonas is the Raisa. But there seem to be other Tanoim who hold that Mazonas is the Rabbonim. Seem, but not necessarily for the Raisa. Both claims. And nobody disagrees. Everybody holds, every town in the world of Matskona holds that Mazonas is Doraisa. And anyone who says Bakeret, at the end backs out, is Magia, changes his mind. There's no dispute. Doraisa to Rashi. And then, of course, Rashi passes that way. That's the Rambam. But many Rishonim, maybe even most Rishonim, pass that Mazonas is the Rabbonim. Mazonas is the Rabbonim. The Ran, the Rosh, go with Amahal. Mazonas is the Rabbonah. Tikna Mazonas is there. Tikna Mazonas. And even when it changes to Tikna Matan, Tikna Mazonas, it sounds like it's also the Rabbonah. All one thing's that common. And there's another Gemara later on that seems to be that say that way. The Gemara which is found in the next parak. Keep the key to Rabbonah Mazonah Yiko. Umar Sedev and Shemeva. Because even if Mazonah is Yiko, it's only Takonah's Chazal. The Rashba raised it, doesn't mean that. The Kitzur, it's a big controversy in the Rishonim, whether Mazonos is the Raisa or the Rabbonim, the Maisa. Within the Rambam, there's a special controversy. Namely, he says both. He seems to say both. He says Mazonos is the Raisa, as we mentioned, but he also calls Mazonos the Tanaik Subu. The Rambam? Mazonos is the Raisa. It's also a snack service. Now, how do you get that one alive? There are various ways. Some say it's the Raisa. That doesn't mean it's really the Rabbonim. It means it's the fact that there is this, what's the word, Josh? linkage. There exists linkage. Linkage, which means that the mezonah is not just free and clear to the woman, but she has to pay for it with a masi adayim. That's what it means in tonight's suva. The real mezonah is in gansim daraisa. That's how some sofa seems to say. But, there are those who maintain that no. There's two different levels of tachanun with the Rambam. Two tzveid in the Rambam. One's the Raisa, and one's the Rabbanon. I will mention the three major versions of this, let's say, dual chiyuv based on the Rambam. I guess you really give priority, right? To the Elder Zeta. Sayyashua says, not so much in the Rambam, he's going to know, but what the others say in the Rambam, that it's only the right that this shouldn't stop. People are alive. They say it based on this Kavachoma, Kiyum Nefesh. Toskot, Shaman, Roshim, Kiyum Nefesh, Al Kavachom. That's the right. But to give him more than that, whatever that may be, if he's Kavodo, if he's Kavodo, if he can't be, that would be the Rabbonim. Some say that it's the Rambam. When I say the Rambam, it's not that for the Rambam. They can just say it even without the Rambam. But that's what that people start to talk about, the possibility of a dual chiyuv. Others say, it depends, it's smart. It's back a long way. Smart says, if he has money, he's required by the Torah to feed her. To go out and work, to earn money, to be able to feed her, that's the Rabbonim. In other words, the Machlokas on Sam Bar Gimel, Rabbeinu Eliyahu, Rabbeinu Tam. Are you required to what? To go out and work or not? So, actually, they're working for a paid job as opposed to working in the field as a worker. But I mean, but it's, again, along the general line, Now it's saying, if you have the money, it's the Raisa. If you don't have the money, then it is Midirabon. He seems to say. Then, of course, Samach Gimel Amud Al. Then, of course, there is the opinion which maintains that it's the Rabbanon. Unless you get married traditionally. It's also the Elder Zeta. So he says, if you write a ksuba, it comes the right. In the ksuba, what do you write? A question. Vano, Ezen, Vafanis, Sichi, Lichi, right? Or Eflach. That's what I got to talk about, the Eflach story. Unless you write a ksuba. If you write a traditional ksuba, then it becomes Doraisa. Because you wrote it beferish. For example, the Chelkos Machokek says, no, the Chelkos Machokek says that even if you hold, let me finish, that even if you hold, the Chiyuv Daraisa, the Chiyuv Daraisa, not the chiyuv which is given in the motion of Sina. The chiyuv the right which Ofer sets upon himself when he gets married, right? The Tzaksuba, Vada Ezem, and the Kanam, that's what I meant. Bottom line, it's the right. Bottom line. Moshe will come down and say, have a dim tari, you say it's only... others claim it's baloney. You didn't write. Yeah? That's what they look at. Struck it. I don't know, A's in the file, you struck it.
offer, if I'm not mistaken, but before they had any material, before anything, there was such a surge of a crowd in the cafeteria, they had the cafeteria that year, that they smashed one of those big plate windows, the huge windows they used to be, and they slapped them, and then they'd see the photo big windows, like the size of all the windows put together, boom. But it is something about that, about security on purpose. Type it in the gym. That was my idea. I had the same exact idea, except I had Ms. Memish and the MTA gym. That was my idea, Mamas. I think it's a great idea. I think it's better than this idea. But they're crazy. They said it's no good for what reason? Can't get out of the gym in the basement.
All the same exit.
Why can't you breathe?
Oh, that's terrible.
Pipe it in?
Pipe it in.
Pipe it in. That's just a steep deal. The Zabat Chiremba, they saw all over the world in that live hookup. I'm shocked getting live hookup in New York. You can't do it with trucks. Whatever it is, but you can't look to the limit to what you're trying to do. That's right. Caps not bad. They had it in the cap. I'll tell you, they had it in the cap 30 years ago. They had it in the cap. But that season, see, that's I didn't want the boys to be at the gym or adults. I was preparing a halo before we start. Meet the Shem, Monday afternoon, 1 o'clock, we'll be starting the next parish. I'm very confident. I can't. To go straight, that's going to come around the skip. Yeah, obviously, this is quite a leap. There's one, a couple of points I have to come back to, but I can't help it. If I don't do that, we'll just not get to the main. The main minyan of that, what I wanted to do. So I feel very bad. I really want to. Look, Lamaise, a lot of things we did cover here, in and out, because we ran your name as well. So we had some things left over from this time. We have the next, that's from Shirayim from this year. So I don't know how to go into that. But then the new minyan was off and check up. Okay, we won't learn the whole parakita. I have a game plan. I have already a game plan how to handle the, I don't know if it's going to work either, but we did have a plan. Rabbi, today we have to cover the following topics. The first topic for today is the famous Gemara, which teaches us that a woman has the right to say to her husband, "Ain't he zone as any else?" How does that come in?
derived or not. Tzitzus derived or not. If you say that Mizonos is derabonon and Tzitzus is deraisa, which is the opinion of many Rishonim, Mizonos is derabonon and Tzitzus is deraisa, then they're on different levels. If they're in fact on different levels, then any Mizonos is limited to Mizonos, and Tzitzus there would be. If, however, they're both on the same level, as the Ran says, the Tzitzus also is derabonon, Tzitzus also is derabonon, then presumably any Mizonos can be any also. Not only applies to Mizonos, but it applies to Tzitzus as well. But he does not say, but we added was, according to the Rambam, they're both derived, they should also be presumably the same halacha. But if you say again, that Mizonos is derabonon, and Tzitzus is deraisa, which is apparently the Shita's a rush, he's told that way, Mizonos derabonon, Tzitzus deraisa, then any Mizonos presumably is limited to Mizonos is derabonon, and it's not a part of Tzitzus deraisa as well. You make a statement, any Mizonos, that's what you say. Does that automatically mean, I mean, you say plural, any Mizonos, any Oka. Does that mean, okay, ladies, very good, any Mizonos, but you're taking away your credit card of the Lord and Taylor. That's what you mean, Mizonos includes Tzitzus. Well, no, I will look and say, no, any Mizonos, any Oka, I'm still going to get the Tzitzus. That's a very fundamental. Others claim it's baloney. You do right. Yeah? That's how they look. You struck it. On the age of a five, you strike it. No. Of course not. No. You boil the plate. Not traditional. You don't want to. You'd have no stupid only killing your wife. I owe you 200 zuz. Don't give me a whole list. Stop. Hosnan Dalit seems to say against the Elder Beta. He said he only decided al Daat. What? What? Hakana Kazal. Not under the sentence. Finally, today, yeah? Seems to indicate that we can get the sign a document, sign an Ezer Vafarnes. You don't mean to create a newest type from scratch. You mean to say I'm Ezer Vafarnes to feed that kind of stuff out? All the Rabbanim, even though you aren't prepared to scratch. It doesn't. No, not just like, but you can tell in general when it's the right to Rabbanim, not the Rambam. Start with the Rambam, but stop that. Finally, the Chok Vashloma, Shloma Kruger, with the riot, the zone of the right of domestic passion. It says, V'yotza fina mein tov. No, no. It says, V'bal ishahu, V'yotza ishto imo. The Rosh Hashanah, he's on the Sunday also, next week, Chaker. That's the whole stickle prayer of the vegetable. Now all your questions. I don't have any questions. Yes or not? Both of the Rabbam. No, the only thing which is deraisa is
kiruv basar, and you shouldn't have pashas ala ritzvah, as the Ramban on Chumash said. That's his pash. But the ksus means the bedding, if you will. All leading up to the same thing. But regular ksus, wearing a dress, wearing a blouse, wearing a sweater, that's the Rabbanon. That's how the Ramban on Chumash said, and the Ran quoted over here in Aladam. Okay? Yes. I don't know how to work that out. Quarterly, every year. That's a good question. We don't change annually. Once a year. Yes. Meat means you by sitter. I mean, yeah, out of the count. Every week you close the books. You start them next week. Books.
What can you say?
Close the. I gotta figure it out. All of a sudden, out of one of five Sims best custom, whatever it is, one of the Sims bash, buy $5,000 worth of clothes. I gotta figure it out for when, for how, for what. What? Where is the Beit Shmuel? Okay. The Beit Shmuel is Simin Dama Tess, Sif Cotton, Gimel, Aleph and Gimel. Two places. Too hard, too difficult. No stock order to the Beit Shmuel is wrong for a variety of reasons. For a whole variety of reasons. They say that everyone holds a ksus as tachas matzir there. No one denies that point which the Ran makes. The ksus is, and even though all the ksus is the right, hold the same way. They don't like the whole mahala. And they also say, prorate it. You guys, some way to prorate it. Otherwise, it is not shayach. I mean, the chazak of the bezel is prorated. They prorate it this way also. So they deny the linkage between the two shayla, whether the sister d'oraisa and whether you can say Amy is only going to change her mind. The Beit Shmuel claims that if you hold that the zonus is the rabbanon and the sister d'oraisa, so Amy the zonus is only thinking the zonus that is mafia there, not sus. But d'oraisa is the pre-existence called the mafia there. That's what the Beit Shmuel says. Others say it's wrong, even though ksus pre-existed, but they, once the chazak actually got in there, they made the zonas which include ksus, all connected to Masri Adan. And then they deny the whole principle, because they said everyone holds that if you lose ksus, you say in the zonas, the Ramon is stopped. The most puffs were against the Beit Shmuel. No, the Ramon said even though the ksus is the right, which is the Pasha Chak, which is the Rosh Chak, I'm about Pekin, if he's done it, he loses ksus too. Why they say that? They think it's true. Ron, there are more says that. What's the purpose? Because, no guarantee it had to be that way, but it just is that way. All of us support the Tachas Matzir Adan. That's a good question. And Nechanami, no, you're defending the Beit Shmuel. Very, very vigorous defense. Dam Lechemia hasn't said what he said. It's very plausible. It's wrong. That's what he said. I mean, the wrong false is against it. Okay, that's what he said. It is. They deny that they swore the Kiddush Gadol. So, you know, when you say Amy's done anything else, does that include Ksus? Depends on Sister Doraisa. Sister Doraisa then it's not included. It's all explained so beautifully. Why should it be included? But Sister Rabbana, then it's also included. Same as the Zon. And they say, not that way. That even if the sisters are right, there's only three of them, and after a peak game, Amy is only conclusive to two. That makes the whole stickle tell the nation more possible. The whole stickle is based on its first assumption. Right? So that's an interesting Ta'ara of the nation more, and those who disagree with it for a variety of reasons. That's Ta'ara number one, as far as this question of Amy is only any else is concerned. Got it straight? Hey, there's two things in one, the Ta'ara. Is it include sus? The nation more, is it dependent on the sisters are right, the B, can you back out all the time? Can you back out to say that from the woman? That also depends on this, according to Beit Shmuel, and according to the other Achron Denai, his point has nothing to do with that. A separate question, can you back out or can't you back out? Nothing to do with the question of the Ksus right. Shabbos, can you back out or not? Tosfos says you can back out, and the Ran says you can't back out. That's a fact. But the Beit Shmuel's facts are right. You just link them all together. Maybe that linkage is incorrect. And he's right that the Ran says you can't back out, and the Rosh says you can back out. And he's right that the Ran also says the Raisa, and the Rosh says the Rabbanah. But they may be totally unrelated facts, you know, not everything
you know, your Tahara makes you tougher. You all have that. But the question is it really true? Both, same thing. Well, it is a fact that the Russell that suits the right to the Rabbanah, so that is a fact. It makes unrelated to the question of right, that might not be followed. They end up, certainly they say, includes good. And that's the Ramah. So the Ramah is just dumb, and those are losing suits. Why make it dependent upon the child of the Beshmul? Why is some of the Kazakhs the Ramah? The answer is Beshmul is wrong. Ramah is right. Both Shepherds is the Ramah. Ramah is right again. Okay, number two, Ramah is right. What does it mean, Amy, also? So now we discuss what does it mean, Amy, don't? Does Amy, don't include suits? Or does it not include suits? They once made it a dope. What's that? They once had a Chagiyah dope. Like and I was there. It was terrible. It was horrific. It was one of those cold fur nights. And they had it a dope, but it was impossible. But no time. It was just terrible. There was no, you know, proper to quantify the why the cafeteria made it a dope. I can't explain to you. I was preparing a halo before we start. Mr. Shem. Monday afternoon, 1 o'clock, and we'll be starting next prayer. Prayer God help you. I can't. To go straight, that's going to cover around the field. Obviously, this is quite a leap. There's a couple of points I have to come back to, but I can't help it. If I don't do that, we'll just not get to the main minyan of what I wanted to do. So I feel very bad. I really want to. Look, Lamaise, a lot of things we did cover here, in and out, but we ran your name as well. Actually, I have some things left over from this time, but then in the next, that's from Shirayim from this year, so there's no time to go into that. But then the new one, we'll talk to Craig FLP, we'll want to learn the whole parak either. I have already a game plan how to handle this. I don't know if it'll work either, but we'll see kind of plan. Rabbi, right, today we have to cover the following topics. The first topic of today is the famous Gemara, which teaches us that a woman has the right to say to her husband, "Any nizonas, any yos." How does that come in? The Gemara says, "Dinah the beis is tikkun nizonas tach matzah." There, Tosfos Rabbi says, "Pray gaf alpi." Tosfos says, "Makamada from tesson the beis, summer avuna, the polish to summer the baila, any nizonas, the any yos." Any nizonas, the any yos. He goes, "Sava tikkun rabbanu mazoni yikar," and the matzah there is secondary. They change the text, the pasuk. Rishlokish argues in Rabuna. And then Tosin says maybe you can say Shimastar and Zemasaya. Point of Rishlokish, the case is possible. Okay, that's Tosin Tikkun. Then Zion is there. So I want to discuss to you first is the parameter that this is in of any Nizonis to the any else. And I want to discuss it from three different questions concerning this issue. First is, what about soup? Any Nizonis to the any else, I'm not going to take your food. And I'm not going to give you my Masya Dan. What does this do? Has an impact on the question of Sus. So the Beis Shmuel, the famous stickle. The Beis Shmuel says, depends. Are Mizonis and Sus the same level or different levels? If Mizonis and Sus are the same level, then he says that they share the same dip. Any Mizonis means any, how do you say it, Nitzes? Any Mekabelas Sus? It's all part of the same thing, it's the same kind of house. But if you'll say that there are two different levels, then there's no reason to assume they're the same. These donuts with these donuts, and sus, this still would be an obligation of the sus. As a matter of fact, because this depends on the discussion we had yesterday, is the donuts the right or not? Is sus the right or not? What does it follow? If you say that the donuts is the rabbonon, and sus is the right, which is the opinion of many Rishonim, then there are different levels.
If they're in fact on a different level, then any zonah is limited to the zonah, but Tzfus there would be. If, however, they're both on the same level, like the Ran says, the Tzfus also is the Rabbonah, then presumably any zonah to any also not only applies to the zonah, but it applies to Tzfus as well. But he does not say, but we had as well, that according to the Rambam, they're both alike, they should also be presumably the same alone. But if you say again, that the Zonas is the Rabbanim, the Tzitzis is the Raisa, which is apparently the Shitas a Rosh, since all the way, the Zonas is the Rabbanim, the Tzitzis is the Raisa, then any of the Zonas presumably is limited to the Zonas is the Rabbanim, and it's not a part of the Tzitzis is the Raisa as well. You make a statement, any of the Zonas, that's what you said. Does that automatically mean, I mean, you say poor, any of the Zonas, any of the Does that mean, okay, ladies, very good emphasis, but you're taking away your credit card of the Lord and Taylor. That's what I mean. The zonas includes food stuff. Well, no. I will look at it and say, not any of these zonas, any of them, I'm still going to get the cuss. That's a very fundamental question. I would say today it's one of the most mighty questions. Because any woman would be happy to say, any of these zonas, they take away their credit card, forget it. But they don't want to be so happy anymore. Yeah, yeah. That's the shayla. But he suggests that it should depend upon this issue. And the next time I'm out of the Shitaso, the Beis Shmuel, all of the power of the Beis Shmuel. Says the Ran is the Shitaso, and the Rosh is the Shitaso. He claims, the Beis Shmuel claims. Because the Ran is the one who maintains that that Sus and Mizons are both the Rabbonah. What's the right to only owner and its appurtenances, like the Panatani Rabbi Yosef? Rabban Shikamakona. Share and owner both, share is both the lead up to owner. But both the Zonas and Sus are Midirabona. And therefore, the Ran holds that any Zonas include will include Sus, says the Keshmur. And as a result, he adds one step. As a result, yes. That's his proof. The fact is the aim, the other guy doesn't... Closer you can't say it. Why can you say it? Why not? It's included in Amy also. Ah, the Gemara of Pharaohs. The aim, the other guy doesn't... That's called the Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, you can't say Amy's owner's saying also, period. Even in the world, Papa Koma, I'm baking the cake. But according to that post, we come out the halacha that we pass the gavuna that you can say any zonas any also, and it does apply to all seven malachas. So in effect, every single woman is according to post the yodel the gavuna tatzma. Pregi chayes the kasha. Then the netta should be chal. Sure. Post says that the way to explain the gemara of any yodel the gavuna tatzma is based on mishloach. According to Rabuna, in fact, it's the Yodel Lagash is Atma by saying, Amy owes the seven Malach. He's going to destroy it after the divorce. But then it's Kakash. It's a disqualified consequence, this Gemara. Ain't the Yodel's consequence. What's the consequence? That the Netter is not Tal. But if we tell the Tal, therefore he can't figure out how to do it, says the Ram. However, the Rosh, who maintains, claims to be Shmuel, that and the zonas and also would not include Sus. That's what the Beis Shmuel claimed to Fiora. Why? Because the zonas is the Rabbanim and Sus is the right. Therefore, any zonas is limited to what? Limited to actual food. And food can be divided evenly week to week or maybe even day to day. Therefore, you could say this week any zonas and the also, next week okay. That's the whole stickle prayer of the Beis Shmuel. Now all your questions. I don't have any questions. Yes or not? Both of the
Rabbanim.
No, the only thing which is the Raisa is Kiruv Basar, and you shouldn't have Pashas Al Ritzpa, as the Rambanim Chumash said. That's his Pashas. But the Sus means the bedding, if you will. All leading up to the same thing.
But wearing a mitzvah, wearing a dress, wearing a blouse, wearing a sweater, that's the Rabbanim. That's how the Ramban of Chumash and the Ran quoted over here in our time. Okay? Yes. I don't know how to work that out. Quarterly, every year, you have a good question. You don't change annually. Once a year? Yes. Meet me. Maybe every week you close the books. For that's the case, and that it should be Kal. And the Shulchan Aruch says that it's not Kal. No one ever argues that Shulchan Aruch. That's my kash. This leads Norman and me to the conclusion that maybe it's not considered the other legacy, even though she can't say any oath of the seven malachim. We'll survive without a cake. Go to the bakery. Hire a maid, whatever we'll do. We'll make his own cake. My kids make cake. My kids make chow. You witness the cake today? If in fact the woman is the other lagarish is atma, then there should be a consequence. The nether is top. The Gemara Purush is atma test. But it's the other. The other is not considered double shalom bali yod. Okay, back on the whole puzzle.
I mean, what
really? That's it. The normal, I think, the fact that she could stop cooking and baking and laundering does not mean he has to give in. He can survive without it. Good. But post and not are against us. They hold that a man can't survive without his wife cooking and laundering and baking for him. Well, depends on who he is. Okay. Yes, if all you're saying is true, but it doesn't make a difference. He can survive without her, would say. He can survive with... No, the other means it's in her control. I'll go back the next day. It's in her power. That's not the point. Point that if it's the other legarish is absent, then it would be foul. And if not, then not. That's the Gemara of a Purush, and that's not the test. Yes, it's
true.
You bet the negative one. Told that both agree that if she can say any oath to the seven malachas, then it's called the other legarish is absent. So the Ran concludes that that's unthinkable. The other legarish is absent. So obviously, she cannot say. Any oath of the seven malachim. The Tosfos says it's not unthinkable at all. It's very thinkable. Except for what? The Gemara says not that way. It's only according to Rish Lakish. But in reality, it's not only thinkable, it's even correct. So I'm asking why is the nether chal? It's wrong. The Gemara is wrong. The Machab doesn't say that they're wrong. The Rabbi Chava doesn't say boo. The Chava doesn't say anything. The Beis Shmuel passes the halacha. Like Tosfos.
Which
she can say any oath to all seven malachim. And once that's true, then the Beis Shmuel should have screamed in the next sin and pay Aleph, hey, the nether should be chal. That is not chal. So the Beis Shmuel to the pay says, so what? We pass like Tosfos, she can get away with any oath to all seven malachim. So the Beis Shmuel to pay Aleph should have jumped and said, oh, by the way, the nether is chal. He didn't face up to the consequences of his statement. If Tulsa's in the round, I write that the other guy is out. So Norm and I write it say differently. Sure. The matter is not how he can't survive without her. Okay. If the other guy is out, he can't survive without her, then the matter is how. If it's any bit of the guy who's out, then the nether is not. I'll take him on the test. Right? According to Norm and to me, it's no problem. We all, it's never be out of the guy who's out. But according to closing around that if you hold that, you can say, and you also shepherd Malok, that's called be out of the guy who's out. So the Ron is there, but it's unthinkable. But he's okay. But according to Tosis, that the only way it's not called the point of which Malok, it's called the Abuna that it's out. That should have called La Lok, it's called the Abuna that it's out. Then it should be fast. No one says that, Lamar. Tosis is against the Shulchan Aruch. In effect, yeah, that's the problem. Whatever it is, right? Who came first? Whatever it is, first Shulchan Aruch came first. I'm not going. Garishan is called as the Neder Eskal. Look at this example. Kladesh, Shazu, Shani, Mochel, Abba. That's a canon of Kladesh. Kladesh, it works. I don't have the devil, Shalom, Oli, Olam. It's not mine. No, but right now it's mine, but it's the other. This is right now, too. It's the Garishan. Okay, we discuss about any of these owners, and what does it mean, source, and you back out, and we discuss any also, which includes the seven malachas or not. There's one more thing I want to discuss. And that is, what if she worked already? She made earnings already. After she got a paycheck, woo! I got a big bonus this week from my employer. Any of these owners, many of them. Say this after she already got a paycheck. So the Shita Mekubetza says yes. With the following reason. He says the only reason why Masiya Dayan goes to the husband is because of Ava. No, because she's Ava. She's called hatred. That's why I'm supporting you and you're not giving me your earnings. But the minute she says I'm not going to take your support, even though she already had the earnings of the check in her pocket. So what? Still time to say it. I'm not going to accept your support this week, and I'll keep my paycheck. So that's there's enough power to do so. Once he gives you the money, that's a story. He can pay us a particular refund. That's what Chazon Ish told us. Let's not go that far. Rabbeinu said that in this context, he hasn't given her the money yet. He already made her money, and he hasn't given her the money yet. He can say, don't give me your money, I keep my money. But some others suggest, wait a minute. Maybe the moment she makes her money, gets a check before she says a formal statement of what? Amy's on this, Amy Olsen, and say, still within that week, after that week, the post can say, she's ready, she's quiet, she doesn't ask for the money, and you have to give her the money, so it's as if she said, it's on this video, she doesn't say a word. So that's a lot later on. But if within that week, and she already got a check early, the boss is going to check on Wednesday, here's the check for the week, he's going to do work, and the bonus. He can stay right there in the middle of the week, and he's on the video. So I want to say you can't do that. Why? Because Paul's mind is going to make a formal renunciation, and he's on the video, so automatically the bonus belongs to whom? Belong to the husband. Yeah, you're right. But here's the plea. Tosfos agrees with Iran in principle. Because Tosfos says in the test of the last Tosfos. The three liner. Hawking and Yoda Lagarish is out with Tema. So if Yoda Loma Amy is on his many also, and therefore what? Well, after divorce. But also make more that assumption. Also, the Tosfos holds with Maisa, that therefore you can say all the Malachim. The Tosfos doesn't test them in Aleph over here. The Shitas them in Samach Yim Laman Aleph. I think it's a going point in Aleph. The linkage of these two Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't test. The bottom is also the Samo Gimel, Rav Huna. But you can't say, Amy is on many also call Zion Malachim. Oh, so why can't she divorce herself? She also has an amazing answer. We have Shloma, the Rosa, the Yashiv, Gamaliba, the Rishlokish. The Rishlokish also you cannot say, Amy is on many also. But according to Rav Huna, in fact, she can divorce herself. The other Lagarish is asking her. I had a Kasha, I had a marriage with a Kasha, I have no answer to this Kasha. If Tosin is right, then it's against the Shulchanor. The Shulchanor quotes out of Gemara. The Gemara that's not testing an Aleph says like this. Listen carefully. Let me just finish the question. Let me first answer the question. I'll answer the question in a minute. First say my question. Then I have your question. Gemara says over here, not testing out the bottom line, which was the very end. Gemara says, be dummy. Also, be out of the Hakdisha. Also, aim be out of the Garish and Satsma. So therefore, when we can't say, Casey, he cut you out of the LSAM, or some kind of object. And she's an effective worker, as far as the Moser is concerned. And he can't work in the middle of a job, he can't say, whatever I did until now is mine. He can't do that. You already want to underhire to me. That's the nature of the Tikkanus Chazal. When it comes to Mizonos and the Nikamaz Yadayim, look, Mizonos preceded it. Either preceded it to Moshe Rabbeinu's time, to Era Lo Yigra, or even if not, it's a much earlier takana of Mizonos. And therefore, the nature of Takon of Mount Sinai is not Zeh Tachazeh. No. It exists already, pre-exists, Mizonos. Mishum Eva, they say, if you're going to pay out the Mizonos, you can keep the Mount Sinai. But as long as you de facto will not collect the Mount Sinai, she's still in a position to say, listen, take it back. As long as she's still not the fact of the Mizonos, she's still in a position to say, listen, I'll keep my Mount Sinai, and you keep your Mizonos, we'll be friends. Because it was not Nikna Zetachazeh. Because Mizonos preceded. Not that the Mount Sinai was Nikna, she's working for him. It's just that Takana goes to him, so it shouldn't be Eva if he gives it a Mizonos. He says, don't give me the Mizonos, we'll forestall the Eva at the pass. There won't be any Eva. That's the sheet that go back to just close. Really got, thank you, really got. Yes? The question is in general terms, can a woman say in the middle, after she's already made the money, I'll keep my money, you keep your money. Right? There she says before the week begins or the month begins, when the period begins. This week, this month, Amy's on the San Diego. That's it. But if she didn't say it in the middle, and already she made money, she's getting paid. She in the middle of the week say, listen, I'm getting paid, I'm making my regular allowance, and I'm making even more than usual. I'm not going to give it to you, don't give me any food. Don't give me your extra dollar for allowance, I'll do very well without a bank. If you said that or not. But the interesting sheet of it is this.